The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The future of a recycling business in Shreveport is in doubt as city officials are weighing their options after recycling center and paper mill Pratt Industries has declined to renew its contract to collect residential recycling. The Shreveport Times reports, on March 15th, Pratt Industries notified the city that it wouldn't be renewing its contract, citing third-party subcontractor costs. The original contract began in 2007 and was for a 10-year renewable term. Pratt Industries states it is not closing the paper mill or recycling center in Shreveport. The city has issued a request for proposals this week to find qualified companies looking to take over recycling pickup for the city. City officials expect a resolution by the summer. Louisiana higher education has been hit hard budget-wise the past few years, which has caused tuition costs to soar and has strained the popular state-supported college scholarship program known as TOPS, leaving it underfunded. Yesterday was University of Louisiana System Day at the Capitol as school officials and students voiced concerns to the House Appropriations Committee. John Pierce, student body president at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, explained the uncertainty around TOPS encourages students to look at options out of state.
As funding is dissipating for TOPS and it's just becoming a bleak reality that you have to take on more and more loans, why not go somewhere else?
As it stands now, only 70% of TOPS is set to be funded in next year's proposed budget. It would take another $81 million to make the program whole. TOPS is underfunded in the current budget as well. Some reforms are being considered to make TOPS more affordable for the state. Baton Rouge Democrat Representative Pat Smith supports requiring TOPS students to complete 30 hours per year instead of the current 12 hours per semester.
We have to begin to rethink, how do we get students on time graduated in 4 years?
Two bills this session aim to eventually raise the GPA requirement to qualify for the scholarship from a 2.5 to a 3.0. Given the popularity of the scholarship, Governor John Bel Edwards is recommending it be fully funded if more revenue is realized. Today, the Senate Education Committee will look at two other bills concerning TOPS adjustments. Texas could soon follow North Carolina as the only states with so-called bathroom bills, now that Republican Governor Greg Abbott is on board. Also, the House began debate Wednesday on a $1.6 billion bipartisan school finance bill and voted to create statewide regulations for ride-hailing companies, potentially voiding a local Austin ordinance that caused Uber and Lyft to stop operating in the state capital. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge has again rejected a proposed constitutional amendment that would ask voters to approve gambling in the state. It's the fourth time this year that Rutledge has turned down the proposal to start ballot measures in cities and counties to license casinos and allow the sale of alcohol in casinos. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. 20% chance of rain today with a high temperature of 88. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 67 degrees and partly cloudy. 64 in Magnolia, El Dorado, and 67 in Alexandria, Pineville, 69 in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. I'm Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.